This is Day to Day from Washington. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And at NPR West, I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, more on the elections.
First, President Bush announced he's chosen Robert Gates, he's a former director of the CIA, to replace Donald Rumsfeld as the Secretary of Defense. Mr. Gates is currently the president of Texas A&M University, and we're going to Texas A&M now to talk to Arnold Vedlitz. He's the former associate dean there. Arnold Vedlitz, welcome to the program. You, I believe, you're a Democrat, but you've worked with Bob Gates. What kind of a man is he?
Hi, Alex. Hi, Madeline. Yes, I spent 2 years working as Bob's executive associate dean when he was the first dean of the Bush School of Government and Public Service here at Texas A&M. Bob is a wonderful man, incredibly intelligent, very objective, very fair, a very analytic person. He's a problem solver, hardworking. He's open-minded. And he's very, very bright. I mean, just extremely bright. I've seen him in meetings just, you know, cut through to the chase almost instantly. He can see what the problems are. He's very open to discussion. In political science, which is my field, we often talk about how powerful people can become isolated, and we look for people who can speak truth to power, people who have the courage to do that, and Bob is definitely one of those people.
Plus, isn't he a longtime friend of the Bush family? He must know President Bush personally, and the first President Bush personally as well. Isn't that so?
Yes, I know he knows both of them. I know that he's very close to President Bush 41. Of course, he worked in his administration, both as Deputy National Security Advisor and then as head of the CIA. And as Dean of the Bush School here, of course, we both worked very closely with President Bush. It involved him in our activities, and so I was able to observe Bob and President Bush together, and they like each other a lot. I think they're very close.
When he was confirmed as head of the CIA, there were some questions about his role in the Iran-Contra scandal, and the Senate Intelligence Committee did not overwhelmingly approve him as CIA director. In fact, many Democrats voted against him. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I'm not familiar with that case. I didn't know him then. But I know in subsequent talks with Bob, in later visits with various Democrats on Capitol Hill, I think he is liked by a number of folks there, and I believe he'll have an easy confirmation. I think he's seen as a bridge builder. For me, even though I'm a Democrat, and Bob has worked in Republican administrations as well as Democratic administrations, but I would, if I were to label him, I'd probably call him a moderate Republican. I think that above all, he's a patriot in the truest nonpartisan sense of that word. He has a huge sense of duty.
Mr. Vedlitz, with all the talk about Iraq and that being the issue here, have you heard him talk about the war in Iraq? How does he feel about the reasons for going into Iraq and the way the war's been conducted?
I haven't really spoken to him about that. We are friends, and we do see each other periodically. I know he was on the Baker Commission that went there. I haven't spoken to him in great detail since he came back, but I know him as a supreme problem solver and an open-minded person. So I don't think he takes the job having a particular agenda except to do the right thing and to try to do what's best for the country and for the region. So I believe he will consider every possible idea or opportunity and brainstorm with them and analyze them and pull them out for scrutiny and see what happens.
And does he have particular expertise in the Middle East?
He's obviously as Deputy National Security Advisor and then as Director of CIA, he knows a lot about every place.
Okay. Texas A&M former Associate Dean Arnold Vedlitz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.